Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning back in to another episode of Tea Time Reports. I'm joined here with Caden tonight, or today, whenever, wherever, however you're listening to this. It's greatly appreciated. Make sure you're checking us out on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts. We're also on social media every single day at Tea Time Reports on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Threads, as long as TikTok stays up, obviously. But we're also on YouTube. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe on that. At Tea Time Reports on everything. All support's greatly appreciated. We have a lot to talk about in this episode. It's always fun to do these episodes, but it's also a serious matter we're going to be talking about. Obviously, a lot of these tragedies and these big events coming out, and you know, so obviously Trump's presidency has brought a lot, you know, out of the shadows, if you will. But you know, I think the first thing we need to kind of talk about, obviously, and honestly, we've taken a little bit of a break, about a week off of recording, so I do apologize. We've been kind of late on stuff and missed some things, but. You know, the LA fires, I think we touched on that maybe a week back or so. That's been crazy. But the most recent tragedy was actually yesterday. 60 people are reportedly deceased after an American Airlines flight collided with a Black Hawk helicopter. Body drop-offs of victims are currently taking place, according to police scanner. President Trump has been briefed on the crash, and he actually made a statement today. I watched, actually, while I was cleaning pools, someone had it on. In their back patio. But I mean, you watch the video of this and it doesn't make sense how this happened. And Trump took a pretty big stance on blaming DEI on this crash, you know, people not being qualified enough to be operating these vehicles or even in the air traffic control center. Everyone made grave mistakes that cost a lot of people's lives and destroyed families' lives, friendships, all that shit. And it's really sad because I'm watching the video right now here with Caden, and you literally see it, like the chopper slowly rise and rise, and it was at the perfect aligned altitude to where they just collided, and the plane wound up in the Potomac River while it was like negative 35 degrees. So if anyone did survive,
no way.
Dude, it was freezing. It was freezing. Like,
no, I'm saying like no way someone survived.
No, but even just by miracle, you survive impact.
You're
fucking freezing to death.
Yeah.
And I mean, the video of all the first responders, you know, God bless to them and thank you to them for responding. But you know, it's really just a cleanup situation after the fact. I mean, they're not really making saves. None that I've heard of. But
yeah, you just got to go get those people out of there, get them to their families, you know?
Yeah, and it's crazy that it happened, and a lot of people are calling bullshit. You know, the air traffic control, the last thing that he said to the Black Hawk helicopter full of three soldiers, I believe it was three, and he was like, hey, do you have sight of the aircraft, the American Airlines aircraft, and then the audio cut off after that. But what are your thoughts on this? What do you think could have happened to prevent this? You know, what do you have to say in regards to this tragedy? And there's nothing else to say other than tragedy. It's horrible.
I don't know much about this. Now, the DEI statement from Trump, that's a little bit alarming. If that is true, you know, if there were some diversity hires that were directly influencing what happened. Was this today or yesterday?
Yesterday.
That's obviously fucked up. That's just no good. Never good. But also, how does something like this happen in, of all places, Washington, D.C.? This is one of the most secure, most highly monitored.
That's JFK.
What?
Isn't that Kennedy Airport?
Maybe.
Dude, if it is, like...
I don't know if that would be correlated. There's millions of planes that go in and out of that.
No, I'm just saying, but like, I mean, the JFK shit dropped at JFK Air... I'm just saying, like, weird coincidence if that's the case. Like, but continue, sorry.
Again, like I was saying, I don't know how something like that would happen in one of the most highly regulated, surveilled, and just, you know, overall looked after airspaces, not only in the country but in planet Earth. You know what I mean? This is Washington, D.C. All places.
It's its own entity.
And you have a blacked out fucking Black Hawk. What the hell is it doing at night, flying around a commercial airspace?
That's a great question.
Are you kidding? Why is a completely blacked out Black Hawk, literally a stealth aircraft, a stealth helicopter. Why is it flying around at night in our own capital?
I mean, even in the video, we're watching the video close up. You don't even see the chopper.
Exactly, it's completely blacked out.
And then,
it just explodes. And that's what I heard. That's from the little stuff that I've heard about this throughout the today and a little bit of yesterday is blacked out chopper, Washington D.C. and Black Hawk. What? Those don't make fucking sense at all, man. No, they make dollars, maybe.
And you know, you hit the nail on the head perfectly a second ago there. This is one of the most populated, one of the most surveilled, one of the most secure locations, supposedly.
Yeah.
This is DC. If you're not in the country, and you've never been to DC, I don't expect you to understand. But when you walk through DC, just as a civilian,
everywhere.
There is feds. Everyone is a fed there. It's the most bugged city in the world for a reason, bro. And the fact that this took place, and you said it earlier, this is a highly populated airway and airport, and that path that plane was taking to land, I someone was talking about it. I don't have the exact source. I think it was on CNN. I think they were talking to someone. I don't know how much I trust CNN, but they said that this air path that the plane American Airlines was taking is used on average over 800 times a day. Mm. So for a Black Hawk helicopter to not know that and take that into account, and the air traffic controller should be fired and honestly tried in prison. And I don't know, a lot of incompetence. And my biggest fear is that it was one of those situations where, you know, when you're driving in your car and you kind of just get caught up, like either daydreaming or like watching your phone or some shit. Mm. And dude, everyone's doing it, bro. You look around, and even if you're not driving, you see other people while they're driving and they're on their phones in a different fucking world. My biggest fear, I'm not saying that the pilots or anything were on their fucking phones playing Happy Bird, whatever. Mm. I'm just saying that people were just asleep at the fucking wheel on this one. And it cost over 60 lives.
But also, when you're flying said commercial aircraft in an airline, you know, and it's one of the most like highly populated, highly used airlines or routes.
Yeah,
I guess would be the right word.
Yeah.
You're not expecting an all blacked out stealth military craft to be flying through there. So I get that.
Well, also take into account the Black Hawk was ascending. So I imagine if we get a closer up video of this, it's going to be the Black Hawk smashing the bottom of this plane.
Yeah.
Or at least being below the sight line of the pilot for him not... He can't react in a fucking Airbus.
Yeah.
Dude, if you're in a Black Hawk helicopter, those things can evade missiles.
Yeah.
Like, move left. Mm-hmm. Make a hard left. Like, and even President Donald Trump was talking about this today. He's like, if someone just made a little bit of a more, like, calculated decision and moved left, moved right, moved up, stayed put, just one little instance. And, like, that's the type of shit that the DEI is kind of... going around, like people that aren't completely equipped or trained or qualified to be doing any of these highly touted jobs with these types of machinery. It's not just, you know, when you hear DEI, you probably think we're attacking women or minorities. No, that's not what it is. If you are a qualified pilot, a qualified Black Hawk technician or pilot, you deserve to be in that seat. Mm. If you know how to react and how to handle stress and adversity, you deserve it. Mm-hmm. And if you know the proper procedure, the proper process, this won't happen.
Yeah.
And it happened. So someone made a shortcut. Someone didn't look. Someone fucked up big time.
It just makes no sense. I keep running that through my head. What is a stealth military craft all blacked out doing?
In D.C.? I don't know. I mean, sometimes you see them like at MacDill down here in Florida
I forget where I learned this from. There are sanctioned airspaces where you can fly military craft and where you can't. I wonder if all of DC is an area where you can, just because it is, one of those places. But, like you said earlier, 800 flight path, that's a flight path that's used 800 times plus a day. What the hell are you doing in a military craft anywhere near a popular flight path?
And there was an episode of Breaking Bad where, oh gosh, I can't remember the character's name. I'm fucking stupid. But Jesse's dating this girl, and she, like, long story short, they're drug addicts. She ODs and dies. He feels responsible, clearly.
Talking about the
baddie? Yeah. Okay. And her dad was a air traffic controller. He went to work the day after his daughter died. In the show, obviously, you know, it's just a show. Take this with a grain of salt. But he accidentally directed two planes into each other day after. And there was a huge story arc after that. Like, what caused it? Stress, not paying attention. That air traffic controller will probably never sleep a day in their life again. They're responsible for this. They should have known this. And at the end of the day, it comes down to that air traffic controller. They're controlling the traffic in the airspace. That's unknown. They're probably going to go to prison.
Yeah. You tell that Blackhawk there's a plane above him. You tell that plane that there's a Blackhawk below him.
Yeah. Like, hey, one of you guys, can you just hold on?
Yeah.
Like, just that. Like, hey, guys, hold on. There's something going on. Like, hold on. Play it safe rather than sorry. But that's just something we're not seeing nowadays. And hopefully with this new new administration, we can start seeing some changes across the board. And a perfect segue talking about change. RFK Jr., his confirmation, I don't know if you watched it.
I did.
It was outstanding. He battled and touched on so many big issues about the obesity in this country, health, overall the vaccine companies that are just literally pushing shit out there that's not test proven. And it isn't good for you, and it's honestly causing more issues than finding solutions. But there was a great exchange between him and Elizabeth Warren, one of the most corrupt politicians in our nation. I don't know how she still has a seat as a senator, which is crazy. But Elizabeth Warren and RFK were talking about, you know, pharmaceutical companies and like how they're going to tackle some of the, I guess, overall corruption and suing these companies and taking action. RFK, quote, he's like, so you're asking me not to sue vaccine pharmaceutical companies? And then Elizabeth Warren was like screaming, no, I'm not. But like, she's one of the biggest benefactors. She's one of those people that has insider trading and pushed this shit during COVID. And now it's blowing back on all those people's faces. Anyone that was standing next to Fauci during those 4 years really should be arrested. Really, and Trump has even said this, I really shouldn't have trusted him at the tail end of my 4 years there, which I respect him admitting he was wrong. Yeah. But like at the end of the day, though, when you talk about Pfizer or J&J, I mean, we're seeing so many ramifications from these vaccines that no one's really talking about it at large except RFK because he has that experience. But what were your thoughts on his confirmation? Anything that stood out to you?
I know this will probably be well known to you, but probably not to our listeners. But RFK is my favorite politician. His dad as well, but RFK Jr. in particular here. RFK Jr., I just think he's one of those guys that wants the best for people. And he reminds me so much of RFK and JFK. I think he has the best of both of them in him. And what comes with that is good intention. And In that exchange with Elizabeth Warren, she asks him, "Will you submit to suing pharmaceutical companies not for you not benefiting financially? That what you're asking me to do is to sue them, but to not sue them, because what suing is money.
Yeah,
that's what suing is, Elizabeth Warren." Yeah. Okay, and you should know a little bit about money. You should know a little bit about money from pharmaceutical companies. You can look this up, and you can quote me on this. If you go in and you look up what pharmaceutical companies and what health organizations fund our senators the most, forget who's number one, but she is number two with 900,000 plus. I don't know the exact number, but I know it's above $900,000, almost $1 million that she takes a year from pharmaceutical companies. And honestly, in that exchange, when she gets super heated, he slaps back at her and he says, you're asking me to not sue pharmaceutical companies, and she just gets super heated. I feel like in those moments, when you just get something off the rip like that, you see someone's true intentions and their true, like, who they actually are. Like, RFK wasn't yelling. Nobody else was yelling. You just got mad like that.
RFK literally can't yell.
Yeah.
He
literally can't, but he wouldn't either way. No. Because he's a cool, calm, and collected, cool as a cucumber.
No, you win by remaining calm.
Exactly.
And I agree with you. I mean, the kickbacks and stuff. I just want to say this. There will be a day. Someday, and maybe they already live with this, like with the bad karma and them selling their souls, these corrupt politicians like Elizabeth Warren, like Nancy Pelosi. It's like so many, like AOC, these people that literally get into government and positions of power, don't use it to change anything in their district or change the lives of the people that actually elected them. Instead, you see what happens and they wind up in politics for 50, 60 years. And they literally are the richest people in the country, living in fucking Nantucket, living close to Niagara Falls, living in Sacramento and Tech Valley in California, in these massive mansions that, oh, by the way, weren't touched by the fire, which, you know, we won't talk about. And if they were, who cares? They have six other houses. I mean, who gives a fuck? But there will be a day where these people that have fucked the American people and just have fucked humanity, just from behind the curtains, pulling the strings, like Elizabeth Warren, like you're saying, getting kickbacks of nearly $1 million a year.
I think it's around $962,000.
Dude, I'm sure it's higher. Yeah. I'm sure if you track her trades, if you track what her family is doing with their trades, she's giving insider information. All these people are. No one's reaping any fucking. No one's getting any justice. The people out here are still fucking broke as fuck. Everything's just getting more expensive, and the fact that you hear that. That $962,000 could go and invest into a city's homelessness. Mm. Could invest into mental health.
Yeah.
Like, bro, like, I just want to say this. How many artists do you listen to, not musical artists, are like, oh, that guy's dead now. He OD'd. Yeah. Like, because the drug problem isn't just going to go away. Mm. That needs to be addressed, too. And I'm just hearing these numbers get thrown around. We heard that thing about the condoms for Gaza.
Yeah.
Like, tens of millions of dollars going to fucking Gaza for condoms. Yeah. Houston has fucking 65% of people in their 20s have STDs in Houston. Mm. Like, it is the STD capital of this country.
Give those dudes condoms.
Give Houston condoms, bro. No. Like, I'm actually just dead at, like, what are we doing? And honestly, there's other shit that I want to talk about with RFK before we move on. But, like, the money is what's going to address some of these big problems. Sending 1,500 Marines to the fucking border to try and slow down some of the fentanyl and cocaine production and traveling. Mm-hmm. And sending Marines and Army engineers to the West Carolinas, which have needed it for 5 months after Helene. They didn't get any recovery, but now they are finally. Wow, yeah. Trump gets in office, we see shit change. Mm-hmm. So for the past 4 years, we've had people like Elizabeth Warren actually running the country. Yeah. And we actually haven't, like, you know, we can all hate on Obama, we can all hate on Bush, Clinton, but we have never actually, besides maybe Lyndon Johnson, rest in peace, I believe, besides his presidency, possibly the worst, we had these past 4 years where actually nothing got done.
Yeah.
Like, when you look back on it, things just got worse. Afghanistan happened, Ukraine happened, I mean, China's inching on Taiwan. I mean, what are we talking about here? Things just got worse, and like, we just saw people giving out tens of millions, playing with money like it's fucking Monopoly. And I really do hope Trump shuts down the Fed. If that's the one thing, honestly, if I was president of the United States, that's the first thing I'd fucking do. That's my first act as the president. You guys need to fucking stop printing money. You're all fired. Get the fuck out. We're going to turn this building into a fucking fourth branch of government called the Checks and Balances Office, where only citizens go, like, get elected into that. Like, actual citizens, not career politicians.
You know what?
There needs to be change, bro.
You know what I like? And honestly, going straight into the money-wise, RFK has been hated by the U.S. government, especially the Dems, for last 30, 40 years because of his ability to speak out and not give a fuck. A while ago, he's been going after health organizations for forever. He's been suing different pharmaceutical companies pretty much his entire career. And that's what he's built a base off of, is taking down these medical tyrants. And one of my favorite things that he did was he wrote a book on Anthony Fauci and his control over the AIDS crisis in America. And
wait, Fauci was in the, like, back then? What?
Yes.
Yo, this guy's doc. Yes. Like, bro, he's like evil doctor.
Yes, bro. So when all of that was going on, this dude was pretty much mismanaging everything and made it explode almost. He wasn't the director of health in America, the leader of the CDC like he was during COVID, but he had massive influence over the health in America. And JFK wrote an entire book on how he gained financially from the AIDS crisis, how he mismanaged it, everything he's done wrong. And ever since then, that book has been outlawed in different like libraries and shit. And it has just been, he's been on a complete blacklist from the government. And I feel like even now when we're putting him in a position where he can be vilified on a live television, even in front of one of the biggest stage in the world, you know, the U.S. Senate, right? And you have all these people going after him, and it's just, he handles it so well. And there's one thing I love about RFK that you can't say about a lot of U.S. politicians,
probably not
even a lot about most people who speak out about anything. He is the most intelligent, informed person in politics. You ask him a question about anything, and he knows exactly what you're talking about, and he knows more than you do about it. It's insane.
But the thing, not like, yeah, knowledge is power. I agree with you there. But the thing that I see with him, like you said, more than most politicians, is that he has the answers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you just listen to what he has, like, sometimes mm-hmm. they may be like, ah, really? Okay. Like, okay, that makes sense. I don't like it. But, mm-hmm. you know, you just have to, I don't know. He is truly in the middle mm-hmm. in his own way. And like you said, through his experience, bro, he's become a master at so many things.
Yes.
Countersuits.
It's crazy.
Dude, his knowledge of the law
mm-hmm.
is actually
the environment, too.
Yes, but the law.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's why I think, you know, his name carries so much fucking weight, hand to God.
Yeah.
But, like, he is his own. I know you said that you see a lot of, you know, his dad and his grandpa in him.
No, his dad and his uncle.
His dad and his uncle, excuse me. I just think that I see someone that we've never really seen before. Obviously, his voice makes him very distinguishable.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't know. He has a new set of ideas, like every set of Kennedys. And it's refreshing to the generation,
mm-hmm.
just like they were.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes they're, you know, kind of controversial with how they may approach things.
They always seem like they want to do the right common sense thing. Like, you look at JFK. Whenever there was a war, he always said no.
But common sense is controversial now.
Exactly.
And it even was back then. I feel like, in my opinion, the deep state now, like, and the shit going on in the shadows is evil, fucked up. It's,
yeah.
But imagine back when, you know, JFK was there. But he was, bro, imagine fearing for your life.
If we want to dive deep on this episode, we
are going to dive deep on JFK and that whole thing coming out. And
yeah.
I do, that's going to be the tail end. But real quick, I just want to shout out Senator Ben, Ben Johnson, I believe. I don't know. I think he's out of the Midwest. This guy's been in politics for a while. I know I say, like, oh, these career politicians, I hate them.
Ron Johnson,
I believe. Wisconsin.
Out of
Wisconsin. Sorry about that. It's right in front of me. I'm fucking stupid. But a guy that always, he kind of reminds me of Kennedy in his own, like RFK in his own way. Like,
I know nothing about him.
Common sense answers, calm, yeah. collective, like you said earlier. Calm wins the race. They were talking, and I can't play the entire clip because it's right in front of me on my laptop, recording on the laptop. TMI. But essentially, RFK goes on to, and this is a quote from him, and you literally said this. These Democrats used to be my friends. Now they're against me because anything that President Trump does, any decision he makes, has to be lampooned, derided, discredited, marginalized, and vilified. And you said vilified earlier, great word. And Donald Trump is vilified.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, and this is a guy that's done so much for the culture of so many different people, especially black culture. Dude, look at the 80s, the 90s. Like, Snoop Dogg loved him. And that's not even just saying that, but, like, dude, he was involved. Like, the USFL, a business owner, a guy, the American dream. Don't get me wrong, he had handouts from his dad, but dude, fuck it. If your dad handed you $1 million, you're going to take it
honestly,
start a business?
That's what I love about the Kennedys. You know, RFK and MLK in 1968 before, so they were killed a month apart from each other, RFK and MLK. They were like brothers, bro. They were literally fucking locked in, bro. It's because fucking JFK was a massive part of civil rights, And then RFK comes along after, what is that, 5 years after his brother's killed, runs for president, and is on a massive, just trailblazing his way to the top through not only solving racial injustice, but just justice for everyone. Everyone.
Dude, another thing you fucking picked out, though, which was a great point, keeping people informed. You said this earlier. Transparency from RFK has been, like, the biggest thing. He gives the truth, common sense. And especially with Fauci. I want to get back on this for a second. The Fauci and the AIDS crisis, SARS 2004, and COVID in 2020, late 2019, if you want to be technical, over in China. Those people, I dear God.
Yeah, this dude profited billions off three.
But let's not... And then the monkeypox thing he was pushing after COVID too, that just didn't really get the hype that he was probably looking for. But dude, no. Like, this is what I want to actually, like, talk about is what if, just bear with me here, in this particular case with Dr. Fauci, and you go back to even before that, because HIVs and AIDS and all of that kind of all those STDs are disproportionately found more in minority neighborhoods. Yeah. It is just a fact. It is not
relatively new.
There's some that are new, but even with HIV, with AIDS, that was typically, like, not typically, but a lot of percentage of it was found in African American neighborhoods, especially. So, I mean, look at Eazy-E, bro, from NWA, bro.
Well, poor people can't afford condoms.
Well, that's something, bro. That is something Nancy Pelosi would say.
Yeah, I mean, it's true though.
But, like, fuck the condom aspect of that for a second. I just want to figure out, because even going back to, like, the 60s, I think it may have been the 60s, like, when we were doing missions in Nicaragua and Central America, pumping coke into black neighborhoods.
Fighting.
From the FBI, which is confirmed. So my question is, why was Dr. Fauci, through all of this, backed by the Democratic Party, when a lot of these issues, especially health-related, were going back to AIDS, HIV, all that shit, and especially in the 80s when it was going fucking rampant, and he was at helm, or he was in one of those positions, why is he deemed a hero by CNN, MSNBC, by all these black talk show hosts that are like, Fauci, what do we do next? Do we take our 33rd booster? Like, and you're just sitting there, you're like, what the fuck am I doing here? Like, are we living in Sims 4?
Yeah.
Because, dude... There was a video of this bitch in fucking California. I'm going to call her a bitch because I think it was her final sentence of her mocking God, saying, fuck God, I'm lucky as hell. I just got my third booster. Right, and she was a stand-up comedian. Right on stage, she drops dead of a heart attack. Heart attack.
Talk about being smited by God.
But dude, that's why you need to fear the Lord, first of all.
Oh my God.
And also, don't listen to every fucking thing you hear. If you go to a chiropractor that you just find on the side of fucking 301, you're going to walk out of there with a fucked up hip. You're going to be like, yeah, I need to come back. And you're like, that's how they hook you in, bro.
Yeah.
That's how they hook you in. But that's the medical field. Vaccine cures it or is supposed to prevent it. At least that's what the definition was. That's why I got the polio vaccine when you're 5. But dude, what? It's not a vaccine. It was mismarketed. Dude, this is bigger than the 2008 financial crisis, in my personal opinion, because it's affected the world.
Yeah.
It's affected the world in a way that we're not going to truly see until 2035, 2040. But we're already seeing blood clots larger than human bodies. We're seeing heart attacks in kids. Kids, 19, pro wrestlers, weightlifters having heart attacks in Brian Spain. Yes. And then also, Damar Hamlin. Dude, don't tell me. Come on. Cardiac arrest. A perfectly fit athlete. No. Those guys are the peak of the peak human. They go through fitness, health, wellness checks. That would have been caught if he has a faulty heart. How is he still playing? Yeah. Seriously. Seriously. This kid drops dead on the field and is playing a year later, bro. No. Like, put all that aside. Like, God bless him that he's alive for all seriousness. But how is the league still fielding him? How were the Buffalo Bills fielding him?
He didn't even have a bad year this year.
No, he didn't. He's a good player. But and then also that kid in fucking Brazil who dropped dead on the pitch. Like he was like 19.
Yeah, I heard about that.
You're going to tell me that kid who's probably eaten rice and drank water his whole life
river. Have real food there too.
America. Real shit, but he's also not eating like garbage. You know, like...
That's what I'm saying. They have real food
there. Yeah, true. Yeah, my bad. But my bad. But no, dude, I'm just sitting here saying, like, bro, we're the most... informed but misinformed populace on the fucking planet. And people like Dr. Fauci have taken advantage of that completely. And
I think it's also like
exposing him is a peak, but his books is blacklisted, so we can't even. Can you even buy it?
Like, you can, yeah. You
okay,
can.
I mean,
I it was like blacklisted by some when it was coming out. It started to get blacklisted, but James Franco kind of said it best. I think we're extremely informed, but we want the shit. And James Franco, I forget what movie he said. He said the people just want the shit. They say, manja, manja, give me the shit, give me the shit. That's what we are, bro. Give me the fucking double cheeseburger.
The Interview.
The Interview. That's the interview. Dude, it is the interview. Dude, we were talking about.
No, dude.
Yeah. Low key. People want the good thing. Manja, manja, give me the shit.
Dude, low key, that's a great, like, besides Seth Rogen kind of being a bitch and kind of hating James Franco now and being like a liberal sissy.
That's true.
Yeah, they I didn't know. Dude, James, like, interviewed 2 weeks ago on radio. He was like, I love Seth. I'll always love Seth, but we worked together and that time has come to, and I'm like, what? Damn. Like, why are you talking? Like, bro, what?
That's
like
all our boys.
But they were, but dude, that whole lie about James being like a domestic abuser, same thing with Johnny Depp, like it destroyed, like everyone won't fuck with him now. And he did that great movie Disaster Artist. I'm getting beside myself, but I love James Franco. I don't give a fuck. Same thing with Shia. I love Shia LaBeouf. Yeah. Also, one thing I just want to say this. The NFL completely rigged, in my personal opinion. I really want the Eagles to win. Shout out to my mom. Shout out to Pop. But also, crazy thing. I'm looking at this picture. Caden, look at this. Look at this technology that the tennis has.
Yeah, soccer, the World Cup uses that.
No, just look at the accuracy that the tennis measurement can have. Mm-hmm. If you use the same technology, because honestly, the Bills won that game 3-0, but that's just, you know, my opinion, I guess. I can't really argue it now. It's after the fact. It's whatever. But the NFL needs to really we talk about transparency. Be more transparent. Because it's honestly not for the Eagles' sake. You guys dominated the Commanders, no doubt, no shame. I mean, +3 turnover differential. That was fantastic. And Saquon going nuts. But that other side, the AFC, bro, it's just so fucking cooked. Like, it's so weird, bro. I feel bad for any AFC fan that's not the Chiefs. And if you're going to sit there and defend that shit, then I don't know if you watch ball. Also, fuck the new Superman. I just want to say that. But
you're getting back into the real news.
Yeah, getting back into the real news. Also, I want to talk about this. Before we get into the JFK, and I want that to be a whole segment.
I can go on and on.
We'll let that ride out the end of the episode for sure. But, and if you guys are still listening, thank you so much. It's greatly appreciated. I'm seeing downloads from Indonesia, France, Germany, some really cool places. We just passed 16,000 total downloads, a little over 2 years now on the pod. So I think, that's, you know, maybe not numbers people would deem successful.
Hey man, first 2 years, man. That's better than people get.
But dude, the fact that 16,000 people have tuned in and listened to us, maybe from God knows where, and you know, just listen to what we had to say about something, I think that's pretty special, no matter how you quantify or qualify success or failure. I just want to say that. But the next topic I want to talk about, Caden, is Trump did call for Congress to abolish the income tax. And here's what he did add on to this. He had talked about, I want to get back to America's origins, which was not taxing Americans as much. You're going to have the retail tax. You're going to have the tax on gas. The gas tax is obviously still going to be there. Those little taxes in life will still be there to feed the fucking machine.
The income tax started in like 1904, 1905.
It's, yes, when the Federal Reserve was created.
Yeah.
And a big thing here, he plans on putting more tariffs on local, like on not local nations, not near nations like Mexico. Like, he wants to place legit big ass tariffs, his big word, Trump and his tariffs, on nations to start feeding the machine, feeding this business that we call America, instead of using the income tax as much. We need to stop printing money.
Yeah.
And that's a big step into increasing the value of the dollar and at least getting more Americans more money in their pockets on payday, if they're on salary, what have you, whatever. I just think that's a good step of change. And if the next president can maybe adopt some of those policies, check that out. Like, I don't know, continuousness and like continuity is something that we need. So if this could work and work into the next 4 years after Trump's gone, that's all that matters, in my opinion. Because it might be a trial run, but just something to keep in mind.
I think Panama Canal would be a huge win for America as well. You know, we paid and died for that canal, and now so many people died for it. And it wasn't a lot of Americans that died, but it was a lot of American mullah that fucking paid for that thing.
And it benefits that entire region.
Exactly. And benefits the entire world.
It does.
That's a massive...
It cuts that route in half.
The Panama Canal and the Suez Canal are the two most used and most important canals on planet.
And that's why I respect the Gulf of America rename. And this is another thing, because Biden and the manufacturers of the oil rigs, I'm sure you already heard about this,
this was a while ago.
Yeah, he made it illegal to manufacture and create new oil rigs, so manufacturers for the fracking offshores had to stop. So what Trump did was simply create a loophole. He renamed the Gulf of America, because in the law it says you cannot drill oil in the Gulf of Mexico. So he literally said, fuck you, I'm just going to rename it. And airlines are already, there was a private airline with a bunch of frat guys. They're like, if you look to your left, you can see the Gulf of America. And then all those guys are like, like drinking beers. Like, it's probably like a Tuesday, bro. Like, what are you doing, bro?
That's pretty lit.
No, it is pretty lit, bro. But it's like, bro, it's probably a Tuesday. You know, like.
Tuesday. Yeah, but I'm on a fucking PJ, bro. I'm on a goddamn PJ.
Low key. Also, he did propose installing our own Iron Dome defense system.
We're a massive country. That would need to be in sections.
Honestly, I would think what he would roll out with would be packages. And this is what I mean. If this is even remotely in the stratosphere of a possibility, I think that he would target installations on large populous cities, and especially on the coast. So LA for sure. But LA has to be in a secure location, because LA is a shithole. Like, you can't really trust... Like, you can trust military security for sure. No one's going to fuck with guys with M16 full autos. Yeah. But I'm just saying, it's not really, like, tactically useful. And also, it provides a bigger target. But Iron Dome defense system, we saw how they work it with Israel versus Palestine and the coalition of countries that they have against them. They work great. So I think that would honestly provide better security for America, in my opinion. And we're entering a time where domestic attacks are more and more likely. So it is a good idea, in my opinion. So I think that when you break it down, I think the East Coast is relatively safe. So I think that he would probably start out on the west side, Seattle, probably up north a little bit, because Russia is kind of in that top corner. But, you know, you want to kind of, and especially Alaska, sure he would throw some shit up there.
There's no one to destroy there, though.
No, but it's to defend.
Iron Dome, you need to defend something. And I would rather defend millions of people in L.A. and Seattle and Portland and New York and Atlanta. And
I feel like D.C.
Not Atlanta, they're too far.
I feel like D.C., Atlanta.
D.C.
New York.
Miami.
Probably Miami. And that's why he's going after Greenland, which is another thing we could talk about real quick. The purchase of Greenland would be massive.
Yeah. Submarine bases. Pacific or whatever.
Atlantic
Ocean missile radars.
And also, we can, like you said, monitoring submarine traffic, having more of a coverage for defense, and also we have a massive military base up there already, which is half of their population.
I was talking about my economy class before we even got on here. So when that happened, my teacher was talking about all the possible things that could be going on because of that. Apparently, and he told us that China, they don't have a lot of, they're not extremely nutrient rich,
fertile, like.
Resourceful. Resourceful resources. They don't have a lot of natural resources.
For like minerals and shit.
Yeah, minerals. Mineral rich or whatever the hell. So they do a lot of their mining in Iceland. I'm talking.
No, you mean Greenland?
Greenland. I'm talking millions of acres, dog. Chinese land.
Which is also happening in Australia with fishing camps. Like, they're literally stealing farmers' lands.
That makes sense, because Australia is liberal.
And it's also like they're allowing it to happen, which Greenland makes sense. They have no military. Exactly. They're gonna sell the land, get a bunch of money.
So we go there, China, get the hell off my Johnson, because that land is leased to Greenland.
By Denmark. And we would just purchase all of it.
Exactly.
And it would become a territory like Puerto Rico. Leased. And honestly, which would be cool, because I would love to go to Greenland at least one time, check out a city, freeze my ball sack off.
Hell yeah, dude.
Check out a polar bear if possible.
I don't think they got the movie.
Ah, we'll find one. We'll make one.
Maybe. It's possible.
You know, we'll find some fat fuck up there and be like, yo, polar bear, get down. You know, like.
I actually, a polar bear would be terrifying.
Yeah, no, it'd be, I wouldn't want to be anywhere near them. But or we could go see, like, hunt down a narwhal if they're even alive.
Oh, no, I think they do have those.
But, oh, dude, yeah, we could go to, like, a whaler camp.
If they are alive.
Go whaling and just do horrible things.
I'm trying to put
a fucking... Okay, all jokes.
A narwhal horn would look amazing on your wall.
Yo.
So would some elephant tusks.
Yo. Yeah, we're chilling. We're, yeah. But yeah, no, the Iron Dome defense system, that'd be pretty cool.
I do want to move into the stock market real quick.
Move into the stock market, and then I'm going to find our next target of discussion.
Oh my God. So if you guys have been keeping up with the stock market recently, I know we haven't done, I haven't been on an episode since Trump's presidency, but recently, you know, NVIDIA stock, AI company, they pour billions, hundreds of billions of dollars into this company. And largely, it's the U.S. government loves NVIDIA. And everywhere, they use this shit literally everywhere. I'm talking about they come out with humanoid robots and shit, bro. Like, this is an advanced company. And over the last couple of years, it's been the most stable, like, most highest growing stock that we've seen in history. Hmm. And it's pretty crazy, what it's done in the last, what it was 4 years ago, 5 years ago, what it is now. I'm talking, like, 5 years ago, it was, like, 15 to 20 bucks a stock.
Wow.
Like, a couple weeks ago, we're looking at, like, 175 a stock. But...
Now...
China! Okay. China! China comes out with a DeepSeek AI, and... This company spends $5.6 million and does pretty much the exact same shit as NVIDIA.
Wow.
And what happens to NVIDIA's stock? It goes down in the fucking trash, bro. I'm talking about the company loses $600 billion in one day.
Oh my God.
One of the biggest stock market losses in history.
Dude, people lost their livelihoods.
Dude.
Jobs.
In this stock market game... I purchased, I think, 125, 115 stocks, shares of NVIDIA. That was the first thing I did. So I'm saying, this is a genius move. And look what happens, bro. I'm now down, I think, $6,000
in that
game.
Dude, you're fucked, bro.
I don't have to make money, though. I only have to just do...
No, but, like, imagine if someone, like, an average Joe did that.
But you know...
You're fucked,
bro. You know what the non-average Joes do? Nancy Pelosi, 1 month ago, $1.3 million sold of NVIDIA stock, all of her NVIDIA
stock. Oh my God.
Are you fucking kidding me?
She knew that the Chinese stole the technology, reverse-engineered it.
They didn't steal it, bro. The way I see it is AI, bro, shit is any company at any time. It's so fastly advancing, DeepSeek could be the new NVIDIA now.
But then there could be a new company tomorrow in fucking France that does the same thing.
I'm banking on a stock called Twilio, which is a US-based AI, which is stupid. Sounds stupid, right?
It sounds horrible.
It sounds stupid, right?
Actually, it sounds like it sounds something I would never
see. See my vision. Real quick. Back when NVIDIA was pretty much nothing, this Twilio stock was $300+ a share. Okay, NVIDIA goes up, Twilio slowly declines into what it is now at around, I think it's 140.
So it could make a comeback. And
this is what's happening. NVIDIA's going down. Twilio has been skyrocketing up the last couple of days.
So, dude.
I bought a week ago, or I bought the day that NVIDIA crashed. I'm up like fucking $700 last time I checked. I might be down because it goes up and down so quickly. But another one. My favorite stock of this Trump presidency, or at least for the early stages of it, the Geo Inc.
What's that?
Geo Inc. is a company that invests in and sells materials to, like, infrastructure materials.
Okay.
To private prisons.
Oh my God! The prison industry is huge, bro. Look,
wait. See my vision. It gets better.
Dude, we're all going to be locked up.
It gets better.
Does it?
Guess who their best customer is? Guess who their number one customer is?
Colombia?
The U.S. Immigration Services. ICE.
Boom, 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 boom.
boom.
Yeah,
look. Dude, I'm up $600.
Can we get a boom?
I'm up $600.
Yeah, look.
And I bought 350 shares.
Perfect segue.
It was $25 a share, $30, $31 now, and a couple change. Boom, boom. I'm a genius.
Real quick, I do want to touch up on the border. I think this was January 27th, was reported. Border Patrol agents fired upon from Mexico by suspected cartel gunmen near Fronton, Texas. Border Patrol agents came under gunfire from Mexico while intercepting a group of illegal aliens attempting to cross the river. Agents returned fire, preventing the crossing. No injuries were reported. Of course they weren't, but I am sure some people got fucking popped. But no, dude, look, that's actually crazy close to a city. That's right on the border.
Having a fucking a shootout, bro.
But dude, actually, have you seen what's been going on, bro? Have you, like, dude, they not only sent 1,500 Marines, but they also sent, like, actual undercover agents down there, too.
Oh, shit.
Like, CIA operatives. They called them intelligence officers, but I know what they were doing. They're going to monitor, like, communications, see what the mules are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, actually, before Trump got in office, actually, the past couple of years, Mexican Marines have actually been trying to take down cartel members over there. The first time they've been active in over 25 years that we've seen over their border. But... the border right now, they're completing the walls. They're completing the construction of the walls. They have actual guard posts. They have the ICE centers are getting updated. I don't know why I reposted this, but I saw this a bunch of videos from like Iraq and shit. But on our Twitter, make sure you check that out. It's always very active on there. But no, it's just crazy what the border is right now. In all honesty. It's not looking good. I think I've posted a little bit more about it if I scroll down. But like I said, if they complete the wall, if they get that shit like secure, and honestly, people are gonna shit on the deportations and stuff and all that. But I mean, when you break it down, these people are not vetted. These people do not, you know, and it could be anyone. They were finding people coming from China, Yemen, like all walks of life, which is totally fine. But I mean, there was a clip of a woman getting deported with her like child and her husband mm-hmm. back to Colombia, and she was saying like, "If you're out there, don't go to America right now. They're deporting you. It's not a good time. Mm-hmm. Go there the right way." But to be honest, I'm happy to be back in my homeland. Like that's what she said. Like with her child in her arms. Like
that's respect. More respect is. Than the other ones.
Bro. No, it's respect because there's a lot of people like that are getting deported right now that are just genuinely just trying to come here as like a new way of life, which I respect.
And that sucks. But
you got to come here the right way.
I know. I have friends. One of my closest friends. Shout out, Sam. He came here illegally from Chile. His whole family. You know what I mean.
But I mean, like, you know.
I'm just saying, like, and they came from, he was telling me about his time back in Chile. They were getting, like, robbed at gunpoint.
No, dude, I'm sure.
So they went here, like, and they're just, like, steady people.
Regular people that want a job and a new way of life. Like mm-hmm. you said, they were getting robbed at gunpoint, and they're fucking, probably right outside their house. Or
you can't have your family in that.
You know, you can't grow a family there safely. I mean, I was seeing Kirk Kaz's video of him and Mosul. The capital of pretty much ISIS right now.
I saw that.
Shit is crazy. Like, you can't grow a family up there. And I completely respect anyone that wants to come over here, go to a new nation, and start a new way of life. But you need to come over here and understand the way of life, the laws, and be vetted and make sure that it's safe for you to come over. It's safe for everyone else to have you over. That's just the way it is. That's how immigration normally works. Legal immigration works that way. It's not racist. That's
what America is all about, bro.
Exactly. Immigration.
That's what America is all about.
It's founded upon that, but you need to have an ID, a social security number, mm-hmm. a birth certificate. You need to have some form of ID so that you can do what most Americans can do. And I know there's loopholes to most things, but if you want to get your passport, if you want to mm-hmm. do some of those other things, like go and travel, you need to get that kind of stuff. And I know you might have that from your local, like your native nation, but come here, respect the culture, respect the law, and bro, that's just how it's gonna go. Like, and dude, like you said, your friend's family's been here for years, bro. They probably have their citizenship by now. They're probably chilling.
I don't know. They haven't been there for years.
I mean, you know, we'll say that for the sake of this episode. And shout out to Sam. Indeed, he's a cool kid.
You got here in like sixth grade.
Oh, dude, he's chilling, bro. He's chilling, bro. He got here presidents ago. So
now, I think for immigration, you have to wait 10 years. Then you take like a test.
Well, dude, I don't think it's 10 years. I think it's a legit wait list. And I know it's a long time. Yeah. A lot of people wait years. But that's, dude, a lot of people wait a long time and come here respectfully and don't try to go the other way. They don't even think about it. You know, like, dude, if you're in France and you want to move over to fucking New York permanently, you're going to have to go the legal immigration way or do the one-year visa route, which a lot of people do. I've met people from Turkey and Guatemala and shit. I've worked with them, bro. They're great people. We're not saying the people are bad, but some of them can be. And you don't want to have those bad eggs ruin the batch. And that's what's happened. I mean, bro, that's literally what happened, bro. Look at Germany, the Christmas market massacre. Mm-hmm. These things happen. You need to document yourself, get vetted, and you can come and live the American dream. That's the purpose of America. Like you said, that's the ideal of America.
Yeah.
Also, Trump did say, and I quote, something did hit L.A. for the fires, by the way. So he did confirm, say that, and I already know what it is. It's a energy weapon. Same thing that happened in Maui. Anything blue was not touched in LA as well. You can look at the camera footage, you can look at the pictures. Blue trash cans, recyclable bins, roofs, cars, not touched. It is a laser, and the actual original video, that I don't know if it's authenticated or anything yet, but it's deep in a Twitter rabbit hole. And it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good. And if Trump's saying that, bro, I wish you could play the clip right now here, but it's on our Twitter. Check it out. Scroll down a little bit. Confirmed. So. Honestly, he have a blue smoked, roof,
bro.
Honestly, bro, he's already almost had that issue.
Yeah.
So look at the Tesla Cybertruck explosion outside of Trump Hotel. That was a message, bro. Yeah,
That was a message. I'm just getting
like goosebumps
I'm getting thoughts that, bro, he might get smoked.
I mean, dude, like you look at like and even like West Carolina finally getting assistance as well. Like I mentioned a little earlier after Hurricane Helene. This shit wasn't fixed for 4 to 5 months, bro.
When I talk about JFK later, that reminds me of that.
We'll tap into JFK here in about 2 minutes. One more thing, I just want to say this: there were heavily armored United States Marines landing in the southern border. There was this Border Patrol, one of the only times you've ever seen the American troops defending American borders, which is actually, I love how like this was one of the first things Trump did: get guns on the ground. Get people working on these walls, get security cameras up, get ICE and Border Patrol some fucking help because they've been severely diminished and deplenished the past 4 years. Mm. It was a need, bro, because we don't know how many guys got in that are going to hurt American citizens in 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years. I mean, the guy that was in Germany got into Germany from, I think, Iraq or Syria like 25 years ago, then he was activated. You know, you don't know. Yeah. You just don't know, and that's why you kind of need to know. But I guess we can dive into the JFK shit. I don't really have... I posted a little bit on it, I think, last week when stuff was dropping. But I saw that video, which was pretty crazy. And
was it the audio?
No, not the audio. I didn't see the audio. But what I saw was the video that was shown of the fucking security guy turning around.
Oh, yeah, beep. Yeah.
And it like, bro, like, when you see that, and especially that story of Lyndon Johnson arguing to have the mayor of the city in his motorcade and someone else put in JFK's and also Lyndon Johnson as a whole like big having bro, a power grab. Lyndon
B. Johnson is a fucking bitch.
Honestly, piece of shit.
LBJ.
Honestly, I think he orchestrated that entire thing. If there's any truth to it, which I truly believe there is, but I'll let you kind of take it away here for the next 10, 15 minutes here.
I got two theories and actually no, three. Because Lyndon B. Johnson's one of them. That's the most outlandish one in my opinion. These two are pretty reasonable. And this is all my information is coming from the RFK Joe Rogan podcast, and then various different Twitter independent reporter posts. You know,
fucking Twitter warriors
is facts though.
Hey, they're out here doing injustice. Yeah, Twitter is a fucking free source of media.
Mm-hmm. So apparently the CIA came to JFK and they said, like, we have to invade Vietnam. So JFK sends 15,000 military advisors not to fight, but and it was Congress and Senate that literally forced him to send those 15,000 to Vietnam. And after like a month, he heard that fighting was breaking out. So he asked for a total casualty report, and it turns out that 74 Americans had died. So he pulled out all 15,000 men, like in one day.
Smart.
And literally just a executive order: get our guys out of there, get them back to America. No more fighting. The war's over. Like we're not fighting in Vietnam.
So it was pointless, bro. Like
literally, like they just forced him to do that, and he didn't want to do it. But he didn't think that fighting was going to break out. So then he just executive ordered.
I think we talked about this, but whenever we talk about Nam, I just think of my mom talking about her childhood friend.
Yeah, that shit is
awful. Dude, they used to play as kids. My mom, you know, she was born in 44, I believe.
Yeah, 45.
And this kid that she used to play with, I can't remember his name precisely, disrespectful on my part, but...
Lou Holtz.
It was like Louis something. It was something with the L. But this kid that she played with and like all of her friend group when they were kids, probably in the 50s, this kid was always like afraid to play hide and seek because he was like terrified of the jungle, and he was just known for that. Mm. And then knowing that he went to Nam, and we, you know, our government sent so many boys into that jungle, and for what fucking reason, bro? Like, just crazy. And he never came out, which is sad to see. He probably... You know, that's just kind of makes my skin crawl a little bit, in all honesty, but continue.
And then during that same time, the CIA came to him and said that they had trained, I think, somewhere like 1,500 Cubans, 2,000 Cubans, and they were ready to fight, like, on a beach, and they were just getting fucking destroyed. Like, they were just getting wiped out. And he fucking, Kennedy was like, pull them back, get them back. And they pulled him out of there. And, bro, it was a month later, he's killed.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And then Lyndon B. Johnson becomes president, invades both Cuba and Vietnam. But during that same time, a little bit before that, this is my other theory of Israel. That was my first theory.
Dude,
of
that,
CIA.
Wait, no, but that right there, like that alone tells you that it was not him, JFK, like, pulling out every time and just not being... Where they'd be like, he's not decisive. We need a new leader in power that will... Like, that was probably the fuck... Like, just because he didn't want senseless fucking violence.
And they were just forced... They were just forcing him to. Like, they were already on the... GIA was like, God, I'm on a beach right now. We're gonna fucking fight. And shit. Like, they were just getting fucking demolished, bro.
Bro, like... He's like, bro, like, what down. The... He's like, bro, what the fuck are you guys doing, bro? These fat...
Are you kidding me?
Dude, these guys in like suits and ties, smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee in the fucking what was it? The fucking 60s.
Yeah, 60s.
Just like, hey boss, we have 2,000 Cubans fighting on a beach right now. They're not trained
Cubans.
They're not doing too well. Do we send in our guys or are we fucked? Hold on, I just woke up.
It's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
How do you even react? And I feel like that's low-key what Trump... Like, I'm not comparing Trump to JFK by any means, but, like, look what he... What his 4 years, he tried... Yeah. He did some shit. He did. I'm not saying he did, but it all got redacted in the last 4 years. And look what they tried to do before he got elected.
I say he's the closest out of any
president. Look what happened before he got elected, bro. Mm. Two assassination attempts... Plus the Tesla Cybertruck exploded in front of Trump Hotel. Mm. That's a clear fucking message. I don't care what anyone says. That's not some kind of coincidence. And I can't find the CCTV footage of it parking. Mm. You can't find it anywhere. Who got out of the truck? They found a guy with a fucking bullet hole in his head in it. Mm. Like, he was already dead before it, like...
And he was a Green Beret.
Yeah, he was a patriot. Like, he was a NRA Twitter warrior.
But this is where I'm... He's a Green Beret. Green Berets... I was thinking about going to the army at one point, so I was thinking about doing research and all that stuff. Green Berets will know how to build a bomb out of anything. Like, they'll know how to build a bomb. He used fireworks. A Green Beret would just build a bomb.
So, like, the real question is, like, why was he dead? How did he die?
Yeah.
Is that like,
who killed him?
Yeah, obvious. That's the first question, but. Like, what was the point of it? Because it didn't kill anyone, I don't think. No, I think it just destroyed, like, the front two levels of the hotel.
No, it didn't destroy anything. It blew up and it shattered some glass, and that's it. That's crazy. The truck was on fire.
No, I knew it didn't like destroy. I mean, I don't mean like destroy the building, but I saw the doors with like the which is crazy. Like Trump, like low key Sigma with high quality glass. You know, and I'm not talking windows. If I could smoke a bomb with Trump, bro, I would pay $5 million US to do so. Like, yo, Trump, yo, I got a Big Mac. I got you a Diet Coke. Ooh. That's your combo.
You get back on topic.
Yeah, let's get back on topic.
So my other theory is the Israel theory. In my opinion, I both of these are make sense to me. But during I think it was 61, around 61, where he was, the Israel nuclear weapons program was starting up, and he was like, "You're gonna stop making nuclear weapons." So he forced them to stop making nuclear weapons, shut down their whole nuclear program. And around the same time, he was trying to let something formerly known as, I don't know what it was known as, but now it's AIPAC. Now it's AIPAC. And he was going to force them to go into the Foreign Act Treaty, or Foreign Treaty Act, something like that, Foreign Embassy Act, which would make it so that they can't... financially influence elections,
which they have, they still are doing.
He fucking got killed before they could sign into it in 1963.
Can I say this? And this might just sound crazy, or people can laugh at me, but what? Like, don't get me wrong. Every innocent person deserves safety, security, a chance at life, to grow a family. But like, why is the entire world? And this hasn't just been in modern era, but going back to the first fucking crusade. Why is the world so fascinated with what is now known as Israel?
No, like, well, it's the Holy Land. That's why. But it's the Holy Land for almost every culture. Jews, Christians, Arabs.
Yes, which it's hard to say this, but that aside, there has to be...
Well, that's why it's... so loved, bro.
Do you think there is a logistical or a tactical? I mean, obviously that it has a great sense of the region,
bro.
But dude, there, like, is it mineral rich? Is it
Religion is one of the most strongest things.
Yeah, it is.
On planet Earth, bro.
And when you, I thought about this the other day, like, dude, I, like, damn.
That country brings in so much dough.
Not even forget about Jerusalem or Israel for a second, but like, in terms of the world. There are three hands: DC, which is power, government, military, intelligence. London, the banks. All the banks are in Europe. The money. And then what is left? The Vatican.
Yeah.
All those places are their own entities. Israel. In well, they're like inside their own nations. You know what I'm saying?
London's a
city. London. No. It's a city state.
It's a city state?
Yeah, it's just like DC. Really? Yes, it's just like DC. I did not London, know DC, and the Vatican are like the three wings of the world. They have, like, I don't know, I thought about that. That was a random thought. But yeah, no, the JFK, like you said it perfectly. He was trying to do so many different things that were controversial or maybe deemed as...
He was just getting in the way.
Of the deep state.
Exactly.
Of people in power, behind the curtains, behind everything. And He maybe got a peek back there.
That's why he's the fucking goat, bro.
And unfortunately, they manufactured and orchestrated one of the biggest coups in human history.
Like, I had watched that assassination video before, and now that I like read up on JFK and I fucking love JFK and RFK, I watched that video again like not that long ago.
It makes you sick. It
fucking broke my heart, bro.
Because this guy's he's welcoming the people, he's saying, hey.
His fucking head just explodes, bro.
I mean, just like it's that. Horrible. And honestly, like, on topic, though, like, I've been getting into shooting a lot. Shout out to Dale. I've shot guns before, I've went hunting before, and, like, you know, shot different types of guns. But now that, like, I've kind of done my real research and, like, dude, life is just, now, it's so fucking, in a sense, valueless. It can be taken so quickly.
Has value, bro.
It has value. That's don't get me wrong. Life has so much value.
That should show you that life has more value, because you can end it just like that.
Absolutely. There's two sides to that coin. But like, you can take And just like with JFK, it was hidden for so long and so subliminal. Like a guy turning around, pew, so quick. This great figure, gone in a second.
Apparently, there's like, another LBJ theory out there. I didn't cover that one. I heard audio. This is all from Alex Jones, so take this with a teaspoon of salt. So I'm not saying this is facts, but I heard an audio that he released of LBJ talking to some dude to get a guy named Malcolm something. I forget. I look all my shit up on private. That sounds no diddy.
Yeah, no diddy on that.
I have no search history. I forget Mac something, but he was like a known hitman dude, and there's an audio out there of LBJ telling some dude that we need to get him to kill Robert Kennedy. John Kennedy, and it's crazy. It's fucking crazy.
The same day
he's the one who had the idea to get him down there in that parade. JFK didn't want to do it.
Yeah, he protested, but Lyndon, orchestrated all of it. And then Lee Harvey Oswald is just this poor schmuck that they threw in a room with a rifle, probably. And
Jack Rubenstein just got fucking wrapped into it.
Bro,
change his name to Jack Ruby.
Dude, there's a great movie on Lee Harvey Oswald. Like, not, like, just not him in particular, like, there's not, like, yo, Oswald. No. Like, no one made that, I promise. But it was, like, about the event, and great, I forget what it was called, but really good movie. It came out, like, in 2010 or something, but, that whole situation, and I hope he declassifies more documents but
you know
and shit.
You know what also is crazy?
What?
The RFK assassination. So in 1968, 5 years after JFK is killed, Robert Kennedy, RFK Jr.'s dad, is running for president, and he's in the primaries against some dude, and he's clearly winning. He's winning by a landslide. He won California, won all these states. The night that he won California, he had an amazing speech, like a famous speech, and that night he's walking through the kitchen, and Sirhan, a Palestinian, 24-year-old Palestinian, pops him in the head. Twice, but there's weird things about it all over, because him and MLK, again, they were like brothers, bro. They were locked in, and they died a month apart.
Yeah,
and there was wiretaps. There was wiretaps on MLK, and apparently the night that he was gonna win, after he won California. He was on a phone, and he said, literally, and I quote, he was like, "I'm going to endorse my brother, Bobby," publicly. He said that, bro. Mm. And then they both were killed, bro.
That's insane, bro.
And there's also a little theory that he was shot in the back of the head. He wasn't shot in the front. He was shot in the back of the head, and apparently Sirhan ran up to him and shot him in the face. They said he ran up, and how could you shoot him in the back of the head? If you ran up to him like this, you know what I mean?
What happened to Sirhan?
He's actually still alive, and he's in prison.
I'm sure he knows. He probably got paid, like, yo, we'll take care of your family. Like, just go and shoot blanks, and we'll take care of them.
Yeah, he's still alive in prison.
That's crazy. Because, like, the whole image of, like, that alone, like, always having people from that area. Like, honestly, we always have had that. Mm. Like, this, honestly, like, theatrical version of, like, oh, people from the Middle East are always coming to attack us, like these terrorists, which, yeah, but I feel like in some of these cases, they're used as a ploy to, like, get the American people angry at something, and it's just, I don't know, there's so much semantics and conspiracy behind so many of these great people that have passed and got killed.
I think RFK would have, bro, we're talking about 8 years of RFK, that would have been
changing.
Crazy.
Like, life-changing.
That would have been him and, because he and JFK ran, like, they were together. Like, damn. They were... He was, like, his biggest advisor.
So he knew,
they had the same brain, bro.
Yeah. He probably advised on so many of the good ideas and good things. Exactly. Yeah. That's crazy to think. There's so many loopholes we could dive into.
And also, shout out to my mom, because before he won California, she called up the Kennedy administration for RFK. And she asked, like, anything I can do for the administration, like, I'll mail shit out, like, I'll spread flyers, anything you want me to do to help, I'll do it. And then he was killed, like, a month later.
It's crazy, like, shout out to my mom, big shout out, my mom, aka...
She was going for change,
aka for real. But yeah, like, just, it's crazy, not only just her, but I'm sure... Mm-hmm. Like, he inspired thousands of people to do that.
Like, and when he died, even RFK Jr. was talking about this on his podcast with, or that episode with Joe Rogan. And he said they were on the train ride home. He was a little boy. And they have RFK. They're, like, taking him back to, I forget wherever they're from. But it passed through Philadelphia. And millions of people across the entire, they were going, like, 3 miles an hour. Wow. Through some of the cities, just so they didn't like
run kill any. Yeah, yeah.
It was that crowded through the cities, and my mom and Papa and I think Bobby and Uncle Frankie.
I know
when they were all little kids, and this was back in the '60s, and they're there. They were there.
Well, in same, like, I think the last time there was anything, obviously Trump's had some big turnouts, and Barack Obama in 2008. That was in the Capitol. Like, I don't know if you saw those, but, like, dude, I couldn't see the ground. There were so many people there, but, like, and obviously besides, like, Bill Clinton, I did not have sex with Monica Lewinsky, or whatever the fuck he said, that famous speech. I think there was a lot of people there for that, obviously, for not good reasons, but I don't think there's been, like, turnouts like that or inspiration like that since then.
And he wasn't even a president. Yeah. And he had that cultural, bro.
Yeah.
He was loved everywhere.
And
he would have been a land, but he was going against Nixon. That's a landslide win.
Yeah, dude, yeah. Oh my god, dude. That would have been life changing for so many people,
and
bro.
Instead, they got 8 years of Nixon in Watergate.
Yeah, bro. That was the whole thing. But I think that's a perfect way to wrap this episode up. We covered a lot in this one. So hopefully everyone out there tuned in the entire way. I don't know if you're tuning in through work or on the way home or if you're chilling in bed or something like that. But it's greatly appreciated wherever, however, whenever you're listening to these episodes. Caden, thanks for hopping on, brother. And everyone out there that's been a steady fan or a new listener, thank you so much for tuning in to Tea Time Reports and our news segment of the podcast. It is greatly appreciated. Again, Caden, thank you so much for hopping on an episode. We have a couple more we're going to cram out tonight, but it's greatly appreciated. Stay safe, stay awake, and peace, everyone. This is Caden and Trevor signing off.
Shout out RFK Jr.
Yeah, for real. Shout out to RFK Jr.